Tonight's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Necha Bas Reb Tzvi Ze'ev, and Avraham David Ben Elimelech. Oh, and? Le'ilui Nishmas, Yitzchak Yaakov Ben Chaim, as well as Yehoshua Ben Yosef Ze'ev, all of the Neshamas should have a tremendous Aliyah in the Schus of our Divrei Torah. So let's look at one halacha in Hilchos Chanukah. Simen Kuf Lamates in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud. Says the Kitzur as follows, Zman hadlakasan, when is a person, when's the optimal time for a person to light the hadlakas neiros Chanukah? Says the Kitzur, miyad b'tzeis hakochavim v'lo ya'acher. Right away when we get home after tzeis hakochavim, a person should light the Chanukah candles right away, and he should not delay. V'asr lasa shum davar kodim hadlaka afilu lumud. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even a person who thinks he's going to be a big tzaddik, and let me learn, why not? Let me learn before I go home and light candles. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's improper. The only thing a person should do before he does Hadlakas Neres Chanukah is to daven Ma'ariv. It's very important, as we know, to have a Persume Nisa, and therefore a person should gather together his entire household for the time of the Hadlakah. And now, this is the line I want to focus on. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a person has to put in enough oil or enough wax in a candle in order that the candle should burn for at least l'chalapachos chatisha, for at least a half an hour. B'di'evedim lo hidlik miyad yachal lahadik b'bracha kolzman shebnei beisa ne'urim. And b'di'eved, if a person delays after he gets home and does not light right away, he still has the option to light as long as people are awake in his home. So it's interesting to note that we all know as school children, everybody learns that the Chanukah licht have to be lit for 30 minutes. Chatzisha. That's what everybody knows. So the question is, where does that shear of Chatzisha come from and what is it all about? So if you look in the Magen Avraham, it seems quite clear that this shear of Chatzisha was really based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the real reason why a person is supposed to have his candles lit is, and how long are they supposed to last? So it's really because of Persume Nisa, and says the Gemara, being that it's because of Persume Nisa, a person should have them lit until the last individuals who are roaming around the marketplace, until they're no longer there. So that's what the Gemara tells us. So where does the shear Chatzisha come from? So the Mefarshim explain that back in the days when it used to be dark outside and there were no electric lights, so once it got to Shkia or Tzeis, so how much longer were people hanging around the streets? A half hour maximum? How much longer was there any light in the streets? So therefore you have to have them lit for a half hour after it gets dark outside, because that is the zman, how long we assume people are still roaming around the streets, and that's what the Gemara means, ad shetichle haregel min hashuk. However, nowadays, in our times, as we know, when we have electric lights and we're all out and about, our days are just getting started at 6 o'clock at night, so how can you say that a half hour is good enough? So it would seem that the zman of ad shetichle haregel min hashuk me'ikar adin is extended a lot further than just the simple half hour that we all grew up with. And that's why over here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just writes, the chalapachas chatzisha, at least a half an hour. But nowadays, in our generation, we probably would need to have the candles burning a lot longer than that. So let's assume I live on a street where people are hanging around until 10 o'clock at night, for argument's sake. So on my street, I would assume I need to have the candles burning, me'ikar adin, until 10 o'clock. Until 10 o'clock at night is the same as until 30 minutes after it gets dark outside in the times of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what it would seem. There is a story that they say about the Briska Rav, that the Briska Rav apparently, when he first moved to Eretz Yisrael, lived right across the street from a movie theater, believe it or not. And they used to have movie night, I don't know how many nights a week, but he had people frequenting his block until 1 o'clock in the morning. So they say that the Briska Rav was makbid to have his candles burning until at least 1 o'clock in the morning, because there were people who were walking up and down the streets all the time, coming out of the movie theater. So therefore, he assumed that the Iker Hadin of Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk on his block is until 1 o'clock in the morning. So everyone would have to be a little bit careful about where exactly they happen to live and what the particular traffic is on that street. In fact, the Magen Avraham writes as follows. He says, let's say in the days of Chazal, when they used to wait a half hour, and in the days of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when they used to wait a half hour. So what happens if a person is planning on coming home from work? Right when it gets dark, he's going to light his candles and he's going to have them lit for a half hour. What if I get stuck in a traffic jam like I just got stuck on my way here and didn't really have a chance to look this over? So what happens when you have that type of situation and the guy shows up and now there's only 10 minutes left for this half hour period? Right? We have a half hour after it gets dark until we assume people are no longer roaming the streets. So says the Magen Avraham, what happens if I have a person who comes home and now there's only 10 minutes left? So says the Magen Avraham, in that case, obviously, you only have to have the candles lit for 10 minutes. Why? Because in that situation, the Achatichla Regel Menashuk is only 10 more minutes, so therefore you only have to have candles burned for 10 minutes. So the same would apply in the opposite direction. Nowadays, when we have people running up and down the streets until way later in the evening, so we have to be careful to have our candles lit for much longer than just the half-hour simple shiur that we find in all the classical poskim. There is a discussion, however. Let's say I have enough oil and I have enough wicks to last for my whole night until 10 o'clock at night. Is there any reason to put an extra oil to have it burning until 1 o'clock in the morning? Let's say on my street everyone shuts down at 10 o'clock. Is there any reason to have more? Is there any reason to have a candle that's going to burn longer than just till the simple 10 o'clock at night? Now that we've established you need to have till 10 o'clock at night, is there any reason to have it go any longer than that? So that is an interesting discussion. If you look in the Turi Evin and Maseches Chagiga Dav Zayin, the Turi Evin writes the following. He says, is there any reason for a person to have longer tzitzis? You know, very often we go around and we see people who have tzitzis hanging out of their pants, and they have tzitzis that are hanging quite low down their legs. So is there any reason? The Gemara Menachos tells us a shear of how long the tzitzis have to be. So ask the Turi Evin, is there any reason for a person to have tzitzis strings that are longer than the simple shear that the Gemara tells us? Do I have an extra kima mitzvah or not? So says the Turi Evin, I'll bring you the following proof that there is no reason to have tzitzis longer than the simple shear that the Gemara says. Why? So the Turi Evin writes the following. We have a Mishnah that we all say every single morning in davening, Elu dvarim she'ein lahem shear. What does that mean? There are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that ein lahem shear. The Torah only gives us the minimum shear, but the more and more a person does of that mitzvah, the more schar he's going to get. The better his mitzvah is, it's a hider mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ha-peya, ha-bikurim, ha-rayin, gmilas chasadim, right? There's no limit to gmilas chasadim, there's no limit to peya. Person can do maximum amount that he feels he is able to actually contribute to those types of mitzvahs. Says the Turi Evin, from the fact that tzitzis is not in that list, it would seem that there is no extra kiyam ha-mitzvah in having longer tzitzis than what the shear that the Gemara prescribes. So therefore, since it's not in that list, and the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos as well, the only things that are listed in that Mishnah are things that the more you do, the more kiyam ha-mitzvah, the more schar you're going to get. But the Mishnah doesn't list every single mitzvah in the world. So therefore, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, as well as the Turi Evin here, write that there is no reason to have longer tzitzis than the shear itself, because it is not listed in that Mishnah, and that Mishnah lists all the cases where we're going to get more schar for doing more and more of the mitzvah. So that is the proof of the Turi Evin. There are some achronim there who, on Chagiga Dav Zayin, who disagree. They say the Maariv Tzchias and others ask a following question, which is a little bit interesting because it's from an Agadat Gemara in the middle of Gittin by the Sugyas of the Avelis of the Churban. So the Gemara over there tells us in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph that there was an individual by the name of Ben Tzitzis HaKesis. Why was his name Ben Tzitzis HaKesis? Where did he get this name from? So they say because he was a very well-connected individual. He used to hang around in the government. He was very well-connected with the parliament. And therefore, they called him Ben Tzitzis HaKesis. Why? Because the Gemara says his tzitzis used to drag on the floors, on the red carpets of the parliament. So they gave him this nickname of Ben Tzitzis HaKesis. That's what the Gemara tells us. So ask the Maariv Tzchias, if the Chachamim call him by this nickname Ben Tzitzis HaKesis, it means he's doing something right. It means that there's something special, there's something nice to having long tzitzis. So how can the Turi Evin tell me over here that having long tzitzis, you get no extra kiyum? What do you mean? We gave this guy a special name because of his tzitzis. So the Maariv Tzchias writes, it can't be that that's what the Gemara means. It can't be that his tzitzis were so long that they were dragging on the floor, because after all, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Tzitzis in Siman Chaf Aleph that we know a person whose tzitzis drag on the floor, it's a bizayinat tzitzis. You're not allowed to do that. So what happened over there? Why did the Gemara call him Ben Tzitzis HaKeses? Says the Maariv Tzchias, obviously what it means is that he was a frumiyid, and he wore his yarmulke, and he wore his tzitzis, and he wore his tefillin, and he wasn't embarrassed, and he used to go in and out of the palace, in and out of parliament, in and out of government, and he had no shame of the fact that he was a frum Jew. He had no shame to wear his tzitzis, and therefore we coined his name, we gave him a nickname by the name of Ben Tzitzis HaKesis, because he was proud of his Yiddishkeit, because he wasn't embarrassed at all. So that's with regard to that. Anyway, putting all this together, if you think about that Turi Evin and that Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it would seem that once a person has enough oil or enough wicks to last until that 10 o'clock at night when he needs his candles to last, there is in fact no hider mitzvah to have his candles burning any longer past that specific time. However, it's interesting to note that the Magen Avraham does write that if a person is lighting oil, that is in fact the case. There is no reason to put an extra oil past 10 o'clock at night. But what if a person's lighting wax candles? which many of us, we didn't get into that halacha, which is another story, discussion, the difference between wax candles and oil, a whole discussion in the poskim. But what if a person's lighting wax? So over there, the Magen Avraham points out that there is a hiddur mitzvah to light longer candles. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, you go to a chasana, what kind of candles do they have? Tiny little candles, or the fancier weddings have big tall candles? It's much nicer. It's not because it's going to last from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, that's why you should have it. It's because when you're lighting at 6 o'clock at night, it's much fancier. He says to have a taller wax candle is much nicer. It's much more of a hiddur mitzvah right now at 6 o'clock at night. So therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, there would be a difference between a person who's lighting oil, person who's lighting wax. If you're just lighting oil, so all you need to have is the oil until 10 o'clock at night, till 11 o'clock at night, depending on where you live. However, if you're lighting a wax candle, he says it's much nicer to have taller candles that last longer, because those look much fancier at the time that you are actually lighting them. We find a similar thing in the Magen Avraham Hilchos Dalad Minim, that he says there is a hiddur mitzvah to have a taller lulav, to have taller hadasim, taller aravos, because that's something that beautifies the mitzvah as is, because that's something that makes it more noticeable, that's something that sticks out a lot more. And therefore the Magen Avraham writes the same over here, that a person should use beautiful candles, he should use beautiful lulav and esrog, in order that his mitzvah should be as mehudar as possible. I wish everyone a Freilich and Chanukah, and may we be mekayim the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah Bihidura.